Hey guys, Kirk Short here with episode number 5 of Real Conversations with Kirk Short. And today I'm lucky enough to have my father, Wayne Short, with me here today and to share with you a little bit of what I wanted this segment to be about. Several years ago, he left, sold the company to me. We used to own he owned a Remax company, and then I bought that company from him with a partner. And now all of a sudden here, it's 5 years later, and he's come back to Wichita. And so I wanted to kind of talk about this, his sort of transition and what it means when parents or people sit there and retire, just to give some sort of thought to things. And so, Dad, welcome.
Thanks, Kurt. Probably wants to know why we left and why we came back. And we don't know, actually, but we decided that a few years ago, my wife, actually about 6.5, 7 years ago, she said to me one afternoon, she says, I'm going to go to the lake. I'm tired of working 70-hour weeks at the office, and it's time to retire, and I'm leaving. Are you going to come with me? So finally, within the next year and a year and a half, we had worked up a transition, and we moved down to Grand Lake of the Cherokees in northeast Oklahoma. Really nice area. We had a couple of friends that were real estate brokers there, and so we decided to go down there and be around them. And if I decided to work in real estate continue, I could work with my friends, and that's what we did.
So I got a question for you. You say you had friends down at the lake, and that was part of the reason. So there were a lot of options that you had to retire. So if you're going to sit there and get away, you know, you guys could have gone down to Arizona. You could have gone to Florida. You could have done all these other things.
But we chose Grand Lake of the Cherokees, two reasons. One, you were buying the business here in Wichita.
Yeah.
And my other son at the time was in Tulsa. And my grandchildren were either in school in Oklahoma City or they were in Tulsa. And so Wichita, Grand Lake, Tulsa, Oklahoma City was kind of in the close area. We'd also looked at going into Missouri. We thought a little bit about going to Arizona, but that was just too far away from the children, too far to make quick trips. And so we chose a closer area. And we had been to the Grand Lake area for conventions with our previous company. So we had a feel for what it was like. And that was why we chose that area.
So you went there expecting that we were going to come and visit quite often. And how did that work out?
It didn't work out because you were so busy with the company having to run it and taking over all the agents I had. I think when we sold it, we had 38, 39 agents and 2 offices that you took over. Plus you bought into my real estate business. I had almost 2,000 past clients, and so you picked those up and have done real well with that. And therefore, you couldn't get away as often as you wanted. And of course, my other son then ended up moving from Tulsa. Within a year, he's moving to Florida, and so that he couldn't get away as often. So
everybody was gone.
Everybody was gone. But the good news was we met some really nice friends, but everybody was at least our age or older. And what we did find out after 5 or 6 years is it's kind of nice to have friends and acquaintances in all age groups, because if you stay with people your age and older, you tend to start acting that way sometimes. And
yeah.
And so we thought after being there almost 7 years, we decided, you know, we're ready to come back and get back in the mainstream again. And where do we come? Will we come to see you here? Yeah. Or we go to Tampa? Where my other son was, and we just decided the summers were too hot there. We weren't going to go.
So I want to talk about that a little bit, not so much with John and Florida and all that type of stuff. You know, from my perspective, so a lot of people, you know, when they retire, they move away, they want this other location. Again, the idea is, hey, let's get close enough to family, but far enough away, we feel like we've got a retirement place. But there's this expectation that kids and stuff are going to show up. And I know, you know, from our perspective, yeah, business sat there and made it hard. The other thing that made it hard for us, it was like, you're far enough away that it was 3-4 hours to sit there and drive. So it's a long drive to sit there and get down there.
You just don't stop off in an afternoon like we might do here.
Right.
Like you guys will come over and we'll call you up and we'll say, hey, let's have supper, let's go do this, let's go drop,
yep.
let's go over to the pub and watch the WSU game.
Yeah.
And that's what we can do here. There, you have to think about it. You got to plan somebody taking care of your business for 2 or 3 hours. So we understood that. And,
yeah.
And we would have plenty of people to come visit because we bought the boat and got the golf cart. We're next to the country club. And so people like to do that. But
yeah.
You end up taking care of everybody else, which was a lot of fun. But that's what you do when you go away.
No, I totally agree with you. Now, I'm super happy that you guys are back in town.
Good.
I want to know a little bit more, you know, now going through this process because you left and you came back, if you could do some things differently about finding a place to go and retire, how do you think you would sit there and change things? How would you look at it differently now that you've done it once?
I would, if I was thinking about going somewhere to retire, I would make sure I'd been there quite a few times and visited. I'd go there and rent a place for a week or two, check it out. You know, if I think I want to go into a 65 plus community or a 55 plus community, I want to stay there and check it out and make sure that that is really what I want. Because sometimes when you get into that, you know, they'll offer dancing, they'll offer pickleball, they'll offer bocce and all this stuff. And the question is, are you ever going to do it?
Right.
And if you aren't, then it doesn't really matter. But the good thing for us was we had been down to the Grand Lake area and we knew, I knew a lot of real estate brokers there because I'd actually gone down and taught marketing classes there. So that was a choice that we wanted to do. Now, for real estate purposes, for me to do my business, it probably wasn't the best place because the only people I knew were other realtors who were well locked into the community and were very successful. So fortunately for me, I used the internet quite a bit for business, and that's where I got all my business the first 3 or 4 years. And then after that, I started getting the repeat business.
Right.
When I was in Wichita before, I had some clients here that I probably had 3 or 4 different clients who left and went to Bella Vista. And Bella Vista was a nice retirement area in Arkansas. And they heard about it, and they heard this like a little Wichita there because a lot of Wichita residents retire there. And I've had 2 or 3 actually go there, sell their house here, go there. But after they got there, they'd never been there before. They had no relationships. They had no friends, really. And it was tough making friends when you're 65, 75, 80 years old. And so I've actually had a number of clients within a year and a half, 2 years, come back to Wichita and be closer to their family and their friends because it was just much more comfortable. And I saw that happen again 2 or 3 times. And so that's something somebody needs to think about when they go somewhere. Really check it out. Make sure there are things that you want to do there. Make sure there are friends. We were fortunate. We lived in a small area that had 13 different homes. Only half of them were there full time, though. Half of them were basically second homes for them. They would be down once a month, sometimes every 2 or 3 months. And so you hardly ever saw them.
Right.
But we did meet a lot of folks. Now, the bad news about a retirement area was in our area of 13 homes, there were 5 husbands who passed away in a 7-year period.
Right.
And so, you know, you're losing your friends and you're picking up new folks. So I think that was another reason we wanted to come back and be closer to people that were maybe of all ages, because we just didn't want to get caught up into that older group.
Did you find that you missed going to a town in an area that I want to say is definitely smaller and more secluded, coming from the city? And, you know, Wichita is not a huge city, but it's definitely a larger city.
We really appreciated when we came back. We've only been back 2.5 weeks, but we appreciated options, choices, whether it was to get a place to get a drink, to go eat, to go buy something. At least we have that. We don't appreciate the much heavier traffic because we really got used to easy traffic except on the holidays. Now, the holidays, when I was down at the lake on Memorial Day or July 4th or Labor Day, I'd let all the visitors go on the lake and I'd sit in the backyard and sip of something, you know, and I wouldn't just stay off the water and not worry about it. But other than that, you know, we didn't have any hassles down there. We did find out if you are going to move to Northeast Oklahoma, I think there were 22 casinos within 30 miles of our house. There's good news and bad news about that. The good news, you can go through a lot of money, or the bad news, I should say. The good news is that does give you some nice places to go have some dinners. They do take care of you very, very well down there because they are competitive with all the Indian casinos.
So you got to go take mom's pros and say, look, my limit's $10 on the slots. And after the $10 is done, yeah, let's go get a bite to eat.
That sounds good, but it never works out. You're right. That $10 limits, that might be gone in the first 12 seconds. You know, the best thing we did was on your birthdays, the casinos would give you dinners and they would give you $5, $10 free play. And so we would take off on our birthdays, and the whole day we were just running around Northeast Oklahoma, hitting new places and having fun. And when we went through their money, we left and went someplace else.
Oh, that's that is good. Well, I will say again, from the kids' perspective, going down there, it was fun. Our choices were: we went to the lake. We would go either on the lake, do something there at the house. We could go play golf, right? We did that because you were by that. Or we went to the casino, and that tended to be the life of our vacation at the Schwartz residence on the water.
Well, that's true. And I said I didn't drink much wine till I went down there. But when you get down there with everybody that's, you know, like I said, 65, 70, 75 years old, we learned to appreciate the wine and appreciate the neighbors. And we had a lot of get-togethers on the weekends with neighbors, and that was very, very nice. But again, you know, they would have their friends come sometime, and if that was your weekend, you wanted to do something, well, they may not be able to. So,
I hear you. So let me ask you a different side. So a lot of people, a lot of retirees, when making decisions, they've got kids, and it seems like a lot of people have kids in differing areas. In this case, I'm here in Wichita. I know part of the reason why you chose Wichita to come back to. John's down by Tampa, Florida. You know, so always hear, hey, Florida, you know, big retirement area, place to sit there and go. But it was pretty interesting hearing part of your reasonings for staying here. Of course, you know, I got to consider myself the better child, the better son, right? Maybe
the youngest. That's correct. Now we looked at going down to Tampa, and again we liked the neighborhood. We went down there fishing last fall and had a great time fishing in Tampa Bay and catching reds and everything, and that was a blast. We will go back probably and visit him more out of Wichita because of the flight arrangement. That's the other reason we came back. We wanted to choose an area we could catch some nice flights, and Wichita over the years has finally picked up enough carriers that we have a variety of flights out of the area. And so that's another reason we chose to come here, because we'd actually visit him more than we would out of the Grand Lake area.
Yeah. How much did, you know, cost of living and housing prices, at least as it relates to Wichita, play into that decision?
I don't think it played into it too much. Actually, looking at some of the, he just might, or as you know, John just bought a new house, and looking at what he bought and what we bought here, I think pricing was very similar. I think some of his other costs might be a little higher there.
Yeah.
At Grand Lake, our costs were a little different. Probably taxes were half to two-thirds of what they are in Wichita.
Right.
I don't think any of the other costs, fuel costs were less.
Okay.
You know, they were less than here. So utility costs and the house we had and everything was much higher.
Insurance.
Here, because we have basements, you know, our square footage can be above and down, and that can keep utility costs down.
Yeah.
Insurance costs, actually, I think they're a little bit less here in Wichita than we ran into in the lake area.
Yeah.
But anyway, it served our purpose to come back. One of the things we did is probably 4 months ago, we visited with you and said, hey, we're thinking about coming back. Do you mind?
Yeah.
And of course, that was the moment you said, well, I got an idea here. I've had an opportunity to take over two subdivisions.
Yeah.
And marketed them. And so, well, that sounded like a good deal for me, because at my age now, I'm turning 70 this week, I'm not wanting to drive everybody around town everywhere. And so the idea to be able to work in a subdivision and be a little less mobile is going to be good for me.
Yeah.
And I'll make contact with all my past clients that and let them know that I'm here, and we can have our buyer brokers help them if they want to buy, and we'll list their houses if they want to sell, and that'll all work well. But what we're going to do in the next year is to see how these new subdivisions work out. And the good news for Wichita is they're in the right price range.
They are. Now, it's, you know, what for people that are listening, what a lot of them don't realize as realtors, it seems like we don't ever get out of the business. Realtors just tend to slow down if they're going to sit there and do anything. And so people, you know, people have asked, your dad retired? Yeah. He slowed down when he went to, like, you don't get out of this business, you know, you do things. And it's like you had told me before, you know, real estate affords you an opportunity to pay for and do other things and trips and
well,
this
that's,
and
that's
that.
Exactly what real estate did for us down at the lake. I said we had the money to live there, but you wouldn't do a lot of extra things. But by working, I think my last year there, we did like 26 transactions. Well, in Wichita, that would be five times what the average agent does. And,
yeah.
And so, and I did that supposedly retired, but what it allowed us to do is pay for, you know, a trip to Florida, three cruises, you know, different things like that, that we wanted to do without hurting our assets.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I think it also helped you because with mom, it kept you out of the house a little bit, right? Happy wife, happy life.
We decided that 24/7 together, somebody would be dead and somebody would be in jail. We didn't know which one it was going to be. But we knew that right away, that everybody has to have their space. They have to have their time. She took a couple little trips, you know, with friends, and I did the same thing. And, you know, it really worked out well. So we'll continue to do the same thing in Wichita.
With this whole retirement or senior concept of this episode here, Dad touched base on it a little bit, talking about the new subdivision we're going to do and things like that. And, you know, what I've noticed being active in this business right now in our market, we're seeing a lot more people that are staying in Wichita versus leaving, or they're actually coming back. They have retired elsewhere and they're coming back. So now Wichita is starting to get this sort of flux of seniors that are here. We're seeing more senior communities. We're seeing more retirement centers. But, well, and we're seeing, frankly, a lot more patio homes. Unfortunately, a lot of the patio homes that are being built, it seems like a 300,000 and up. And one of the beautiful things with the development that you're going to be helping me with is we're going to be doing some garden homes that are in that under $200,000 range so that people can have something affordable to get into.
Well, and they're going to be easy maintenance too.
Yeah.
As you get older, I will tell you, you don't do steps as well as you used to. You don't do thresholds. You don't do things like that. So what a lot of people want is zero entry properties, and they don't really want a basement. They don't need a basement anymore. So, but they want security. So, you know, we're going to have to make sure we have safe rooms in them,
right?
You know, for the weather, because this is the Midwest and this is Kansas. But that's what we're going to do. But that's what people are looking for. They also are looking for very low maintenance properties because when they get older, they just can't physically do the things that we used to do.
Yeah.
And so, and you don't necessarily want to spend the huge amounts of money it takes to hire to get this done.
Right.
So the good news about the price range of properties we're going to put in, it's affordable.
Right.
And it's going to be easy entry, low maintenance. What we have found coming back from the lake and everything is we're getting ready to have a monster garage sale.
Right.
Because you just acquire so much stuff, and it's time to go through it and get rid of it.
Yep.
What we've also determined, what I've seen happen at the lake, is there's a generational change. And as people retire or they get out of their houses or they go into, let's say, they go into assisted living and whatever, the kids don't want the stuff.
Nope.
You know, they've been the parents have picked up the antiques and the stuff from the family for generations, but now the new millennials and that are coming up and everything, they just don't seem to want all that stuff. They're a little more minimalistic, and I think that's what we're going to see happen. So what you should do as a senior is just start getting rid of the stuff, because you're not going to upset the children because they're not going to take it anyway.
I will say, first ask the kids if there's anything that they want, because I can tell you that there's things and stuff that we look at that it's like, hey, don't just get rid of it. Let us know if you're thinking about doing it. But outside of that, everything else is fair game. Dump it, get rid of it, live life.
You just want the money. That's what it is.
I do.
They just want the big checking account.
Yeah, you know, make sure you're paying up your insurance policy.
We understand how this works. So
no, not really. So talking about people that are retiring and seniors here, I want to just touch on a couple sort of real estate related things that relate to it. And that's, there's a whole group of people that are in our market that are, don't have a big retirement set up. Their retirement is tied into, maybe it's real estate they own, their primary residence. You know, I own a $130,000 house, but I own it outright. And the only other money that I've got to live on is Social Security, which may or may not be there the way they expected it, yet they're expected to live. And they have this property that they've got to maintain and pay taxes and do whatever they've got to do to it. But there's a whole group of people that don't even have the money to fix up their property, right? They can't get loans. They don't have credit cards.
We saw a little bit of that at the lake, and what we found in some cases, we might have a person come in, they don't have a lot of cash, but they're selling their house, it's $250,000, they're going to buy a $250,000 place, because when you go to the lake, you want to be on the water, and you're going to spend $150,000 for a single wide on the water there at these nicer areas. And so what they'll do is they want to spend that money and buy that house free and clear, but then they don't have the extra money to buy the boat and maybe fix up the place or add a dock or whatever. And so what we're starting to see some folks do is they're coming in and picking up some reverse mortgages.
Yeah.
And what that allows them to do is maybe that'll give them, say, $150,000, $200,000 on a $300,000 property, they don't have to make the payments, but eventually when that house sells, that interest grows, so when they pass or whatever, there's not really any equity for the kids, but you know, the kids don't have to have it off the parents. You don't have to get an inheritance.
No.
And so what can happen is those parents can get $150,000 or so and put it in the account, or they can ask for monthly payments or something to give them that extra money to enjoy life.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, going back to like the house that we talked about here, you know, this whole group of people that's in these $130,000 houses, they have, they can't afford to fix their place up, but they wanted to get into something else. So we help them all of a sudden get into something else with a portion of their equity. They still don't make payments. And to have that freedom to get a little bit better place might be a little bit more money as a purchase price, but not have payments, I think, is huge. And I know we're going to have some other segments talking about reverse mortgages. I think we're going to have an upcoming one with one of our lenders talking specifically about reverse mortgages later. So we'll definitely touch base about that. Hey, Jack. Jack, our producer, of course. Are there any questions that are out there for us to sit there and answer?
Yes, this question is for Shorty. Shorty, what has changed? I know it's only been, 5 years since you've been here in Wichita doing real estate, but what's been the biggest real estate difference coming back to Wichita? I know you've only been here for a couple of weeks, you said, but has there been a major difference in the real estate world?
I left here basically Christmas of 12. My wife left about a year before at the lake, and I would go down and visit every 2 to 3 weeks as we were setting up the sale of the company and the sale of my business and everything. But the biggest thing I've seen in Wichita's really transformed and grown. They're finally cleaning up the road work in town. All the lofts downtown, the new library, they're tearing down the Lawrence Dumont Stadium, getting ready to build a bigger stadium so we can have a AAA team. All the area around there is going to be redeveloped. That's great. The west side is blown and grown again. We've got two Lowe's and and we've got a Menards, and we've got a Home Depot, and we've got a Star Lumber, you know, just for
Costco.
just for doing repairs and stuff on the west side. And the growth has just been pretty amazing. Plus, what we've also had is an increase in value here. I can see a good increase in value, actually greater than we saw at the lake. The lake, and the other thing that's happened, which has happened at the lake and has happened here, is our amount of inventory and choices for buyers to choose from is much less.
Yeah.
The other thing that's happened here is probably the average time on the market was four and a half months, maybe 5 months when I left, 6 months. And now the average time on the market, well, for January of this year, the average time on the market was 2.4 months.
Yeah.
And that's every single thing that was listed. So from the really well-priced to the terribly priced or terribly conditioned, technically, as fast as things are selling here, we've only got 2.5 months of inventory. That's very low.
Yeah.
And so what I'm seeing for buyers here in particular is you're going to be in competition to buy a house. You're going to be in competition with good offers. If you're getting a loan, you better be pre-qualified and have a letter. You better understand what you're going to do. You got to be ready to do quick inspections, possibly even buy houses without them. Maybe you do an inspection before you even make the offer. There's a lot of things that are kind of changing there that have been in other markets, but never really in our market. But because of the growth and everything, we're really seeing that change.
Yeah, well, I like that. Hey, we're wrapping up this episode here, so I want to thank you for taking the time to do this. I know it's not the norm for you, but you know, being the younger son, I've got to get you up into this new thing of technology here. No longer just verbal podcasts, right?
Yeah,
we're also doing our blogs and video.
Those new things you had on your desk, those computers, they were pretty interesting. I didn't know anything about that.
Hey.
Yeah.
No, guys, hey, for everybody that's sitting here watching and listening, I really want to thank you for joining us with this episode that we had here. So like always, I want to encourage you to go to our Facebook page at Wichita Home Team, Kirk Shorts Wichita Home Team, and like us. If you haven't done that already, I would also encourage you guys to go to our YouTube page. You'll find in the description of this program the link to that, or if you're looking at this on YouTube, subscribe. We've got a lot of great content on here with our past podcasts, and we've got some other series that we do. So for all of you, I really appreciate you guys listening in, and always remember to achieve your dreams. Don't forget to call the Wichita Home Team. Thank you, guys. Till next time.